The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming at you again another week. Well, today we've got a really good show in store. And, you know, today we're talking about something that all of us, most of us, should I say, have somewhat of an understanding of, but could use a little bit more of an understanding, and that is IRAs. You know, tell you a quick story of the importance of understanding IRAs. I'll tell you a quick story of a lady that she wanted to get her money out of the market. She wanted to basically reduce the risk in her account. She called the institution she had the money with. She ended up cashing in those proceeds, utilizing the 60-day rollover provision, took it to a bank. She actually put the money in what she thought was an IRA, and 1 year later gets a 1099 for the amount. It was all fully taxable, and it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And she went back to the bank. The bank person that helped her was no longer there, and honestly, they couldn't have done anything if they were there because the IRS doesn't care. Bottom line, the person at the bank did check the box, making it an IRA. Now, there's a point to that horrible story. The details. The devil's in the details. How many of you heard that? Well, the details of an IRA are very, very important. And that's why I want to talk about today, understanding IRAs and retirement plans. So we've got a good show in store for us here, so don't touch that dial. You know, we're going to talk about, first of all, the history of IRAs. The history of IRAs goes back to ERISA. Back in 1974, there was a company that went bankrupt, and basically it took the pension plan of the company with it, and hence the creation of IRAs. You know, prior to this company going bankrupt, there was really no way for employees to save outside of the pension. How many of you remember a company by the name of Studebaker? Now, if I'm old enough to remember them, at 52 years of age, I know you are. Well, that's what started it. Now, it then parlayed over into the Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981, or ERTA, as we call it. And under ERTA, all taxpayers who were age 70 and a half and under could contribute to an IRA. Back then, the limit was $2,000 a year. How many of you remember that $2,000 a year limit? I remember it because we used to do them monthly, and they were $166.66 a month. I'll never forget that number. If you wanted to fully fund your IRA, that was the amount back then. Well, basically, through the creation of the IRAs, people were allowed to save money. Now, what you put in those IRAs is up to you. And we're going to talk basically about several things. We're going to talk about the tax deferral of an IRA. We're going to talk a little bit about Roths, the difference between those and regular IRAs. We're going to talk about Roth conversions. I hear a lot of questions. Hey, should I convert from traditional to Roth? And we're going to talk about allocations inside of the IRA and how critical that is right now. So we got a good show in store, so don't touch that dial. Now, if you've got an IRA, you're listening to our show today, you find yourself a little concerned, like most of the people that call in do, about where we're at in the markets environment. You're concerned about the allocations inside of your IRA. Hey, give us a call. I would be more than happy to answer any question you might have. 15 minutes, free, no obligation, off the air. Or you can email us. You can email us by going to our website at theretirementincomedoctor.com, hit the contact tab, and you can send us an email, or you could give us a call at toll-free 1-800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And while you're on the website, you can check out some of our free commissioned reports, reports that talk about understanding Social Security, understanding required minimum distributions that have a lot to do with IRAs. Are your asset allocations right for RMDs? Some of the hard lessons to learn through the stock market history. So give us a call or go to our website. Again, our phone number is 800-611-1966. So let's first talk about the deductibility of an IRA. You know, if you are able to put money away, and I'm going to talk to you about the benefits of tax deferral. A lot of folks think about some of the biggest benefits of an IRA. One of the biggest benefits is tax deferral. I'll give you an example. If you were to put $2,000 a year away in an IRA for 40 years at an 8% tax deferred rate of return, over 40 years, you'd have $559,000 based on the 4% cash flow rule. Now, in order to do that, you've got to have your assets invested just perfectly, you could pull $22,000 a year out of it. Now, without tax deferral, over 40 years, the same interest rate, same amount of money, you're talking $207,000, or on the 4% cash flow rule, $8,000 a year. It makes a huge difference. Tax deferral makes a huge difference. And we're going to talk today a little bit about traditionals and Roths, and maybe even a little bit about SEP IRAs. Now, traditional IRAs, contributions may be tax deductible. Savings grow tax-deferred while inside the account. Withdrawals are generally added to your ordinary income, and withdrawals prior to 59 and a half get a penalty. Now, a little bit about Roth IRAs. Savings grow tax-deferred while in the account. The contributions are not tax-deductible, and distributions may be pulled out tax-free. Now, one of the things with a Roth IRA is it's different than a traditional. When you put money in a Roth IRA, you can actually pull the cost basis, the amount of money that you put in, back out without paying tax on. A lot of folks don't know that. And that's even prior to 59 and a half. The gains on the account have to stay in there for at least 5 years and past age 59 and a half for it to grow tax-free. And then, of course, you've got the SEP IRA. That's typically for small business owners, simplified employee pension plan. Got some interesting facts about it. You can definitely deduct the amount you put into it. It grows tax deferred. You can typically put in more than what you can put into a traditional IRA. So let's talk a little bit about some of the income limits for IRA contributions. Maximum contribution is $5,500, or if you're over age 50, $6,500. You must have compensation. In other words, earn income in order to put this in, and you cannot do it past age 70 and a half. Now let's talk a little bit about Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs are a little different. The maximum contribution is the same, $5,500, or if you're over 50, you can put in $6,500. Compensation. In other words, you have to have earned income. You have to have compensation in order to put money into a Roth IRA, but there is no age limit. No age limit on putting money into a Roth IRA. You want to know one of the reasons why there's no age limit on a Roth IRA? Because you don't have required minimum distributions on a Roth. Why don't you have required minimum distributions on a Roth? Because it does not do the government any favors by you pulling money out. It's coming out tax-free. Traditional IRAs do, and you do have minimum required
distributions. So let's talk a little bit about minimum required distributions, if we shall. Let's talk first about why RMDs even exist. They come out of traditional IRAs and 401ks, and they exist because the government feels like they did you a favor all these years. They did you a favor by letting you grow that money tax deferred. Well, now they feel like it's their turn to get some money back from you, and they want to tax you on it. And basically, they have you take a minimum amount out of a traditional IRA or a 401k at a certain age, at a certain amount. What is that certain age? That's the year you turn 70 and a half. The year you turn 70 and a half. Now, the amount you have to take out is basically calculated using the IRA or 401k account balances from the year prior. That particular day of the year is 12/31 of the year prior. And you divide it by your life expectancy. And this comes off the life expectancy table given to us by the IRS. It's publication 591 if you want to know. Now, there is one exception to the rule of needing to pull RMDs out, and that is out of the 401k at the company in which you work. So if you're still working at that company, you don't have to pull money out of that 401k. If you have a 401k from another company, you do have to pull money out of that one. And by the way, you have to pull your RMD that's associated with the 401k out of the 401k accounts and the one associated with the IRAs out of the IRA accounts. Now, we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the taxation of that money you have to pull out. So I wanted to cover that just briefly, but if you've got questions, you know what? You covered that a little quick, Mark. I'm driving. Hey, give us a call. I'll be more than happy to take 15 minutes off the air, tell you how to do it. No cost, no obligation. Toll free 1-800-611-1966, or you can go to our website at theretirementincomedoctor.com. You can send us a question through the website there. You can pull some of our commissioned reports down and look at those free reports that are on the page, some of which will tell you about RMDs, everything you ever needed to know but was afraid to ask. But I am feeling a little generous today, as I so often do. And guess what, guys? I know there's a lot of loyal listeners listening to us that have listened to us week after week. And you'll hear me talk about a book. I'm going to talk about that book here in just a minute. It's a book called Return on Principal. For the first five callers, I want to hand out a book. I found two of them. Got a new book, guys. New book. For the first five callers, I want to give away a book written by a good friend of mine. His name is Mike Eastham out of Orlando, Florida, called Common Sense Income Strategies. I also got another book I'm going to talk about. That book is by a fellow named Dave Scranton. His book is called Return on Principal, Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Both of these individuals, I'm finding books all over the place of people that agree with what I talk about week in and week out, the importance of income, the importance of reduction of risk. For the first five callers, you ask for the book you want, I'll make sure and give it to you. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the allocations inside those IRAs and the way the RMDs are taxed and some more good information.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
You know, Americans are notorious for overspending when the holiday season rolls around, and while that may be good for the economy in the short term, it often ends up being bad for household budgets. Overindulging a bit on spending during the holiday season doesn't need to create hardships as long as you know your broader financial situation is in good shape. That's why we've created a holiday gift for you. It's our year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. Key items on this financial checklist include taxes, charitable donations, estate planning, health insurance, your risk assessment, goals, and so much more. It's our holiday gift to you, your very own year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. You know, before we took the break, we talked about IRAs, we talked about RMDs, required minimum distributions. We talked about a little bit of some of the differences between Roths and traditional IRAs. We talked a little bit about why there's RMDs. Well, let's talk a little bit about the taxation. You've got to take an RMD. How's it taxed? What's taxed at your marginal tax level? Now, what does marginal tax level mean? Now, first of all, let me tell you, we know at our practice a lot about the taxation of these. Matter of fact, if you don't know, and maybe you don't, I own Mid-American Tax Advisory, home of the $79 tax return. We do it every year for $79. Price never changes. Matter of fact, if you're looking to get your taxes done, hey, give us a call. Toll-free 800-611-1966. But we probably have 30 to 40% of our clients that are taking the required minimum distributions. And let me tell you how they're taxed. They're taxed at your marginal tax rate. What does that mean, marginal? Understand that there are 7 tax brackets. Now, the government's looking at changing this down to 3 with the new tax plan if it goes through. But the tax brackets as they are right now are 10%, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. Now, let's say that you're a married couple making $75,000 a year. Well, if you're making $75,000 a year, the first $18,650 is going to get taxed at 10%. The next $50,000 or so is going to get taxed at 15%. And the remaining $100, because the break point from 15 to 25 is $75,900, you're making $76,000, is going to get taxed at 25%. Now, a lot of people think, because I made $76,000, all of it gets taxed at 25% and put me in that bracket. No, it doesn't. The majority of your tax bracket is 15%. Now, why do I bring up marginal? Why do I split in hairs here? Because when you take in that new income from your IRA, it's getting taxed at that 25% level. You might be at $153,100, and guess what? That new IRA money is going to put you into a 28% tax bracket on it. And P.S., if you take that out and you're taking Social Security, it raises the amount of Social Security in which you get taxed on. The amount of Social Security in which you get taxed on. It runs up a scale. It's based on your provisional income. And the more you take out of your IRAs, the more income you get, the more of your Social Security will get taxed. That's why my old saying holds true, and that is, listen to me now, IRAs are a great income vehicle, and they are a lousy, lousy lump sum vehicle. Now, if you're thinking about taking money out of an IRA, you're thinking about it, especially if you're listening to me right now and you're thinking about taking it out prior to 59 and a half. I'm talking to you specifically. If you're thinking about paying off that credit card before the end of the year and you're wanting to pull money out of an IRA, don't do it. Don't do it. Give us a call. Toll free 800-611-1966 and I'll tell you why you don't want to do it. Let me tell you something. The IRS has got this structured to where you don't want to do that. You are much better off paying interest than you are paying those taxes. So again, if you're curious as whether or not you should take that amount of money out, or you're curious about how to figure your RMD, or hey, let me tell you about this. If you want to know about year-end financial planning, give us a call. I'd love to give you the commissioned report titled Year-End Financial Planning Checklist. Free of charge. Give us a call. Toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or you can go to our website. You can actually email us through our website at retirementincomedoctor.com. All right, since we're talking about IRAs, I'm going to talk to you about a little provision, pertaining to IRAs called a decedent IRA, or we like to call them a stretch IRA. Now, what the heck might you say is a stretch IRA? This is a conversation you need to have with your kids. If you have a 401k or you have an IRA, you need to have a conversation with your children and let them know they have a choice. They have a choice to either leave that thing in deferral upon your death or take it, or leave some in deferral and take some. If they leave it in deferral, that money can stretch out over their lives. And trust me, if you got a $400,000 401k and your child's making $150,000 a year, they don't want that 401k all at once. I'm telling you right now, as I sit here recording this show, I have seen it happen where certain banks have not even told the children about that choice and sent them a check for the proceeds. You don't want that to happen to your kids. I talked about it at the beginning of this show, the 60-day rollover provision. You don't get that with a stretch IRA. Those kids take that money out. It's out. They want to do a decedent. What does a decedent IRA allow them to do, or stretch it? Stretch is kind of slang for decedent. Basically, what does it allow them to do? What it allows them to do is stretch it out over their lives. They then go on to that publication 591, and they have to take little required minimum distributions out of it. Much more conducive than taking it all at once. Now, if you're curious as to how to figure your RMD, hey, you're wanting to get some more information about stretch IRAs, give us a call. Matter of fact, we've got commissioned reports on this that basically will give you the information you need. We can send them to you free of charge. Give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966, or you can go to our website. There's a lot of reports on the website, retirementincomedoctor.com. But again, I want to emphasize a couple of books here. I found another book, guys. I know every week you listen to me, and I'm always giving away something. And I typically will give away Dave Scranton's book. I love his book, The Return on Principle, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. I've got another book that I found. I like it just as well. Written by a good friend of mine. His name is Mike Eastham, Common Sense Income Strategies. It is a good book, guys. But for the first five callers, you name the book you want, Return on Principle or Mike's book, Common Sense Income Strategies, and we'll give you a book for the first five callers. Again, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, when we come back after this break, we're going to talk a little bit about allocations inside that IRA, why it's so important right now with the market being at an all-time high that you retake a look at these allocations. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. For Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. You know, Americans are notorious for overspending when the holiday season rolls around, and while that may be good for the economy in the short term, it often ends up being bad for household budgets. Overindulging a bit on spending during the holiday season doesn't need to create hardships as long as you know your broader financial situation is in good shape. That's why we've created a holiday gift for you. It's our year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. Key items on this financial checklist include taxes, charitable donations, estate planning, health insurance, your risk assessment, goals, and so much more. It's our holiday gift to you, your very own year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Mark Falter coming back at you. You know, I said something a little earlier, and considering the timing of this radio show here, I want to talk a little bit about taxes. I want to talk a little bit about having your taxes done. Are you tired of paying $200, $300 a year to have your taxes done? Hey, give us a call. Give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. A lot of you may or may not know this, but we own a tax practice. The tax practice is Mid-American Tax Advisory. We've been doing taxes for years. We are the home of the $79 tax return. We will do all states, everything for $79. Price never changes, guys. Give us a call. Or if you want to get in your hands the year-end financial planning checklist, that's a good thing. Guys, that'll help you a ton to get it together by the end of the year. Give us a call. Again, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. All right, let's get to one of the most important parts, if not the most important part of this broadcast, and that is allocations inside of your IRA and why it's so important right now to talk about them. Well, we can't talk about allocations without talking about the stock market. Stock market's on an all-time high. It's on an all-time run. It's luring us back in, isn't it? You know, let me tell you a little something. This kind of hit me a couple months ago. I'm sitting in my office listening to people. I meet with a lot of people during the week. And I'm meeting with some people, and I can tell, you know, there's optimism in their eyes about the stock market. There's faith in their eyes about the stock market. I can tell. And you got to remember, we have short memories. We really do. I don't. I remember 2008 like it was 3 months ago. I remember 2002 like it was a year ago. I remember those times. And I was thinking to myself, you know, this is reminding me an awful lot like 2007, the optimism, right before the market took another dip. Now, a lot of financial advisors are out there selling into this market. They're basically order takers. They're telling you about how great things are going, how the market's going to continue to go up. Well, let me tell you something. If you go back and you study history going back to 1900, the year of 1900, and look at the stock market history, the market goes through predictable and repeatable trends. And these predictable and repeatable trends are called secular bear and bull markets. Matter of fact, in Dave Scranton's book, Return on Principle, the one that I advocated a little while ago, it talks about that. Secular bears and bull markets. Now, we're not talking bear and bull markets. You know, recently I went to New York City and I went and saw the bull. Would you believe that there was a point in my career I actually thought there was a bull and a bear on Wall Street? No, there's only a bull. Why? They don't want you to hear about the bad news, do they? That's what Wall Street's done to us. Well, understand that these trends, these secular bear trends, typically will last 20 years. A little longer sometimes. They will typically have at least three corrections. And we've never ended one of these secular bear trends without the price-to-earnings ratio across all the indices being in single digits. Now, here we are, 1999. Market goes down, comes back up. Market goes down further, comes back up. We're at an all-time high. Let me tell you something. Is it possible? This could be the first time in history we've ever pulled out without a third correction. Anything is possible, guys. I mean, it could happen. But is it likely? Now, if you're listening to me on the radio and you're 45 years old, you're 40 years old, you're 35 years old, you know, buy and hold, baby. Market goes down, double up on your investments. But if you're 60, 65, 70, you're thinking about retirement, and your advisor's telling you to have 100% in right now, you need to find yourself another advisor. Because let me tell you, according to historical trends, we got a third dip coming. Matter of fact, I often tell people, you know, person came in with about $2 million the other week and had 90% of his money in the stock market. His advisor was, you know, promoting that. And, you know, I said, if I were to place a bet, I might bet somebody $100 or $200 that the market might go up as opposed to the third dip. But I wouldn't bet them $2 million. And do you know history has told us that these dips get progressively worse? Now, if you want more information on that, go to our website, retirementincomedoctor.com. You can pull up a commissioned report there titled The Hard Lessons of Stock Market History. Or if you just want to get hold of the report, give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So, one of the questions I ask a lot of people that are getting close to retirement age is not just, you know, do you have too much risk, but is your portfolio creating any income? I'm not talking about a faux income or bogus income created by a variable annuity with these expensive living income benefit riders. I'm not talking about the income that your advisor tells you is being created by those bond funds. You know, bond funds, people think they're actually in bonds when they have a bond fund. Let me tell you the difference real quick between a bond and a bond fund. First of all, when you've got a bond or bond type instrument, you've got a par value, you've got a maturity date, you've got a guaranteed interest rate, you've got a scenario where the income stays the same. You get in a bond fund, you lose the best parts of the bond. You feel like you're in the bond market. In fact, you're actually in the stock of a bond investment. Why do advisors pitch these so much these days? Because it's easier for them. It's easier for their business model. So point of me bringing up allocations is, if you're getting close to that point, consider reducing risk. More importantly, consider creating income. It's all about the income, guys. It's not about how big you grow that number. It's about the income that it can create. And the income that it can create without selling shares. I tell people in my RMD workshops that if you are taking income out of your portfolio and you are selling shares, you should fire your advisor. You should have enough dividends and interest that's paying your RMDs, and that is a plan on how you cannot outlive your money. All right, now I promised you one of the things we were going to talk about before we ended this show was Roth IRA conversions. Is a Roth conversion right for you? Now, let me tell you this. One thing that's a common misconception. You think, well, the maximum that I can put into a Roth is $6,500 a year. That's new money. If you want to convert to a Roth, you can convert any amount you want to the day you die. Now, is it right for you? You know, here is what it comes down to. It comes down to, what is your tax bracket? Are you afraid of taxes going up in the future? Are you in a scenario where you're in the 15% bracket and you haven't filled it up all the way? In a case like that, generally speaking, you might be well off to convert some of that traditional to Roths. You know, we talk a little bit about marginal tax rates. I talk about making sure that you fill up that tax rate if you're in the 15% bracket or the definitely the 10% bracket. But I'm not so convinced that filling up that 25% bracket is a good idea to convert to that Roth IRA. You know, I put it to you this way. If I were to sell an investment and had a 25% upfront load, would you buy it? Heck, it's going to take 5 years of positive growth just to come back to zero. It's all about the taxes, people. Now, that leads me to one of my final points. And there's a few of you out there listening that this is going to apply to. And if it applies to you, it's a big deal. Are you leaving money on the table with the IRS? Are you in negative numbers with the IRS? Now, what the heck am I talking about here? Well, this is a slide I use in my required minimum distribution workshops. Now, by the way, if you're interested in one of our workshops, we do workshops on Social Security planning. Of course, IRA is what we're talking about today. We do them on required minimum distribution planning. Give our office a call. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. We'll tell you the times and the dates of those workshops free of charge. These are educational workshops. Now, I'm going to have to disappoint you. We don't serve food at our workshops. We only want people that are there to learn and listen. We're not trying to pitch a product in there. We're trying to educate. But give our office a call if you want to go to one of our workshops. 800-611-1966. Now, let's talk about leaving money on the table with the IRS. Real quick before we end. Let's look at a scenario where you got a $400,000 401k. Okay? Now, this has never shown up on your tax return. You never needed to pull money out. You're not 70 yet. Your tax person doesn't know about it. Your investment advisor doesn't know enough to even look at your taxes. You know, but the vast majority of investment advisors don't even ask you for your tax return. Unbelievable. So he's never brought up. Your tax person's never brought it up because you never had to take money out. And you are living on only Social Security and you're a married couple. Well, let me tell you about something that's happening right now. You get a standard deduction of about $12,100 as a married couple. You get an exemption of about $8,000. That's about negative $20,000. You could be pulling $20,000 out of that 401k, moving it over to a Roth. Now, let me tell you something. The only reason that every dollar in America today is not in a Roth IRA is because the tax is getting there. You may not have taxes getting there if you're in this scenario. I'll see it 7 to 8 times. Heck, I've seen it probably 7 to 8 times just in the last 6 months. So many people are not told about that. And if you're curious, if you're in that position, you need to get that money out of that 401k over to that Roth and do that conversion, because this is a tax-free move for you, man. It's a no-brainer, as we refer to. This is one of the reasons why, through our practice, we do estate planning. We do taxes. We are the home of the $79 tax return, where we will do all states, everything for $79. And of course, we do wealth planning. We like to have it all under one roof. If you're curious, if you're in this position, you need to take advantage of this by the end of the year. You cannot go back and amend for this. This is one of the reasons why we have meetings with our clients at the end of the year to see if we can take advantage of this. So if you're curious as to whether or not this applies to you, if you're curious about any of these free reports that I talked about, or you want to get one of two books in your hands, give us a call. 1-800-611-1966. 1-800-611-1966 now. To get one of those books in your hand, you're going to have to be one of the first 5 callers. 2 books I'm talking about today. You've heard me talk about this one book, and I love his book, Dave Scranton. He's got a book called Return on Principle. How to protect your money in good times and bad. You can go on Amazon.com, buy that thing for $23, or you can be one of the first 5 callers. Now, there's another book I found. I'm excited about it. Common Sense Income Strategies, written by a friend of mine in Orlando, Florida, president of Fellowship Financial. His name is Mike Eason. Very, very good book. Hey, you're going to have to tell us which book you're interested in, and you're going to have to be one of the first 5 callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. If you want to get hold of the end of the year tax saving strategies and financial planning strategies, give our office a call, 800-611-1966, or you can go to our website at retirementincomedoctor.com. Email us your questions, comments, areas of concern. Appreciate our loyal listeners. You know, I've talked to a few of you that said you've been listening to us for a long time, week in, week out, and we appreciate that. I'll be right back.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is your host, Mark Falter. We're going to get right into it because we've got a lot to cover today. We're going to be talking about the 7 risks to retirement, how to avoid the hidden risks involved in retirement. You know, there's several risks that retirees and pre-retirees face today. I want to cover some of the main ones that I usually visit with most people every week and talk to these people about these things. One is longevity risk. The fact is, male and female alike, people are living longer. Do you realize that today, 25% of 65-year-olds will make it to age 100? That results in a 35-year retirement. In year 2000, there were 50,000 people in their hundreds alive. By 2050, that number jumps to over 1 million. So the problem we're facing today is a much longer retirement span. And the problem with a much longer retirement span is the fact that you got to plan for it. You've got to have something, some type of investments that offset that long retirement. So this is one of the concerns that most people that are getting ready for retirement have. You know, the fact is we're living longer. Back in 1983, the average male collected 13 Social Security checks. Now they're collecting hundreds of those things. If your advisor doesn't know how to plan for income, if you don't see more than 1% to 2% income a year coming out of your investments, give us a call. Toll free 800-611-1966. Number two, spending at levels that deplete assets. I'll give you, for instance, I find people come into my office and they ask me if they can take income, and it depends. I mean, you can obviously take income at any point in time. If you're taking income out of the right portfolio, you're never touching principal. What you got to watch, though, is when a person tries to take out 7%, 8%, no program will ever offset that kind of withdrawal. So, spending. Now, how do you offset that? Simply this, budget. Go into retirement with a budget. Going to anywhere without a budget is not a good plan at all. Risk number three is inflation risk. You know, I tell people there's really three things you got to plan for in retirement. Number one, the day your active incomes get set aside. It's all about income. Number two is the death of a spouse. And number three is inflationary pressures pressing against those income sources. Inflationary pressures. You know, I'm going to tell you what we call the Big Mac Index. What the heck is a Big Mac Index? You know that in 1986, a Big Mac sold for $1.60. Today, $4.33. And let me tell you, that ain't no 3%. Look at a postage stamp. Back in 1980, a postage stamp went for 15 cents. Present day, 49 cents. I think it's 49, maybe it's 51, but it's about 50 cents. Point is, that ain't no 3% inflation. You know, we've been listening to the government feed us these numbers for a long, long time. Now, truth be told, we're in somewhat of a deflationary cycle now, but over the long haul, inflation does come back. That's the whole reason the Fed is talking about raising interest rates. We want to see inflation come back. The situation is, though, when you're retired, inflation isn't the same as it is for a person that's 35 years old. Because think about it. A 35-year-old, what do they spend their money on? They spend their money on, a lot of it goes to the house payment. That stays the same for 30 years. A lot of it on cars. Those payments stay the same for years. The things that inflate are eating out, clothes, healthcare. I mean, that's a huge one. Healthcare costs. Those things inflate much higher. So everything a retiree spends their money on is something that will inflate. Much higher than just 3%. So this is something that's a primary concern of most retirees and is a risk that they run into, and that is inflationary pressures. Again, having a strategy that will keep you ahead of these inflationary pressures is key. Now, the number four risk is simply put market risk and distribution phases. Market risk mainly. You know, I went through the historical trends of the market, and I won't belabor this a lot because we're going to have to break here quick. But the fact of the matter is, many, many times you'll hear from advisors, well-meaning advisors, that bought into what I call the Wall Street Kool-Aid, that the market will do two things. It will always average about 8%, and it will always come back. Well, you know what? Those things are true. The $64,000 question is it going to come back in a time frame in which you can do something about it? Now, from 1900 to 2016, the market has averaged 8%. It's another thing that the Wall Street gurus will tell you. But the problem with that is it's not evenly divided through all years. There are trends. They call them secular bear trends, where the market will average around 2%. There are bull markets where the market averages around 15. It's like me telling you that my wife and I jog 10 miles a week on average.
And then I tell you the fact is she jogs 20 and I sit on the couch. You know, the averages don't work out so easily that way. I mean, the numbers are still true, but the averages are lying then. And it's the same thing with this 8% that we hear. You know, I talk to so many people that have money in the market right now, and I ask them, and these are people that are 65 and 70, and they tell me, well, I ask them, why do you have so much money in the market? They say, simply put, Mark, I'm running out of time. I must get a better return. Well, see, this is something that Wall Street has pitched us, and we bought it, and that is risk equals reward. Well, you tell a guy in 2008 that risk equals reward, it's kind of like hard work pays off. It doesn't always pay off. You know, it depends on the job you got. So some of these sayings don't always come true. But if you are concerned that your portfolio isn't keeping up with inflation, if you're concerned that you're spending at too high of levels, or if you're concerned about that longevity risk that we talked about earlier, give us a call. We will spend 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, free of charge, and talk to you about it and give you a second opinion if nothing else. History has a way of repeating itself. And we have literally been through three of these market cycles. To give you a little idea here, 1900 through 1919, first secular bear trend. Market just went sideways. 1920 through 29 went into the first bull market. That would have been the roaring 20s. 1930 through 54, the next secular bear trend. 55 through 61, another major bull market. 62 through 81, another secular bear trend. And 82 through 99, best bull market we ever saw in history. Well, then, guess what happened? In year 2000, we headed into another secular bear trend. A secular bear trend. We saw two dips so far since 1999. Now, do you realize that if we were to pull out of this, it would be the first time in history since 1900 we would pull out of this with only two corrections, 2002 and 2008, first time we've ever pulled out of it without it at least being 20 years before we pulled out of it. We've only been in this 16 years. It would also be the first time we've ever pulled out without the price-to-earnings ratios being at the right levels across all the indices. Highly unlikely. Give us a call. We'll at least give you a second opinion to tell you what options are out there. A lot of these advisors don't know about things such as preferred stocks, corporate bonds, publicly traded real estate investment trusts, business development corporations, things of that nature that pay income. That's why we call this show the Retirement Income Doctor. It's not about growth. It's about income right now. You're retired. So if you're concerned about that, give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the web. It's www.midamericantax.com. Now, the question is, how much income is your portfolio producing? Because if it ain't producing income, that's the one thing you need to avoid these risks. By the way, this is Mark Falter on the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. So now we're going to go off on to number five risk, the rising cost of healthcare. Healthcare called the wild card for most retirees. Possible medical expense coverage requirements for a 65-year-old couple with no employment-based health insurance, $236,000 through age 80, $328,000 through age 85, and $428,000 through age 90. Healthcare costs are rising way higher than what inflation is rising. So the number six risk for most retirees is changes in policies for government programs. One of the most current ones we can talk to you about is the strain on Social Security programs. The strain on Social Security programs, we just saw it happen. We saw them eliminate the file and suspend strategy back in April. Now they're talking about an elimination of spousal benefits. You know, tax law changes, healthcare savings account changes, increase in property taxes, Medicare benefit changes, all kind of changes that they're talking about for retirees. And these changes are not for the better. You know, I talk about in my estate planning workshops, the way that the estate tax has been a political football. It's going down, it's going up, it's going down, it's going up. So these changes affect retirees. Now, the final risk, number seven, is simply this: unexpected events. What are we talking about when we talk about unexpected events? Loss of a spouse. You lose income. You lose pension benefits. You lose Social Security benefits. So loss of a spouse. Another thing, long-term care costs. You know, long-term care costs, I remember when I started doing workshops back in 2002, 2003, these free public workshops, I was telling people the average cost of a nursing home was about $33,000. The average cost of a nursing home in the Midwest United States now is over $50,000. We pulled a source here off the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources. This is in 2010. $108 per day or $3,295 a month for care in an assisted living facility for one bedroom. $205 a day or $6,200 a month for a semi-private room in a nursing home. Get this, $229 per day or $6,965 per month for a private room in a nursing home. Now, let me ask you something. $7,000 a month is $84,000 a year. How long do you think it would take for that to make short work of a portfolio if you don't plan for it? So again, if you're concerned whether or not you're strategized for those type of costs, give our office a call. We will be more than happy to talk to you about it and see if you are. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Some of the other unexpected things, a divorce. You know, divorce is one of the number one setbacks. Earned income, pension benefits, Social Security benefits, these can all go away. Caring for elderly parents is another major cost. Medicare covers 100% of the cost of a semi-private room, meals, skilled nursing, and rehab, but only for 20 days. Then you pay $1,100 per week or $4,700 a month for it. So caring for elderly parents can be very costly. And caring for dependent children is another one of these unexpected things. You know, medical costs, housing costs, food costs. You know, and one of the final things I want to talk about is I see people sometimes going too much to the extreme and leaving all their money in cash, getting ready for all these emergencies. Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, to the certain point, but, you know, get an income on some of this money. Invest for income instead of growth, instead of the potential of losing your money, get income out of it. You can prepare for these things. But when you start putting too much in cash, you know, think about it. It makes you get out of a warm fuzzy, but really, in most cases, you don't need much more than about $30,000 in cash. I mean, if you drove your car into the garage, foot slipped off the brake, at the same time, you hit an oil tank, which pushed you through the back wall of the garage, and everything caught on fire, and your car was totaled, and your house was totaled, and you were injured, well, guess what? That's a bad year, first of all. It's a bad day. But everything is covered by insurance. You got deductibles on all this stuff. So $30,000, $40,000 is a really good number to have as an emergency. But when you start getting $200,000 and $300,000, like I see some people do, it's making the bank a lot of money. So having this money invested for income and getting yourself an income, preparing for these things is a good idea.
This is the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We hope you have a very prosperous 2018. Thank you for our loyal listeners that listen to us week in and week out. And remember, it's not all about the growth in your account, but it's about the income that your account can produce. We really appreciate you listening to our show, and we just want to wish you a happy holidays. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Mark Falter signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.